is the worst part of my job. You know, I do not want to lose a good man. You know, but you know, it's out of my hands. And even if it were in my hands are tied. It's nothing personal. It's just based on facts.
Yeah, yeah. Why am I getting fired?
You're not getting fired. It's redundancy, as I say. It's nothing personal. It's cutbacks being what they are. You know, you are one of the unlucky ones, or one of the lucky ones, in my opinion.
Now, I'm going to ask you, David, why, when there are three other forklift operators, do you decide to fire me and not Anton? You know, is this positive discrimination? Is it, you know, do you have disability quotas you have to fill?
I don't know what you mean. I mean...
Well, are you keeping Anton on because he's disabled?
Anton's not disabled.
He's a midget, David.
Yeah, but you're not disabled if you're a midget, are you? That's not a disability, that's just small.
Yeah, no.
Ronnie Corbett doesn't get special treatment, does he?
Ronnie Corbett's 5 foot. Anton's 3'4".
So are some children. Children don't get special favours. Children aren't disabled, are they?
Well, children don't work in warehouses.
Look, whether or not Anton is indeed a midget or a dwarf...
No, he's a midget.
What's the difference?
Well, a dwarf is someone who has disproportionately short arms and legs.
Oh, I know the ones.
Yeah, it's caused by a hormone deficiency.
Yeah, bloody hormones. Yeah.
Mm. A midget is still a dwarf, but their arms and legs are in proportion.
Sure.
So, what's an elf?
Do you want to answer that?
An elf is a supernatural being. Sometimes they're invisible, they're like fairies.
They don't actually exist, do they? In real life.
Do you want me to? Do you think I enjoy doing this? This has been imposed upon me.
This has been imposed upon me. This has been imposed upon me.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. What do you want me to say? Oh, I'm sorry. That'll give you a job.
I want you to say you're sorry. Yeah. I want you to apologise and stop passing the buck.
I'm not passing the buck. This is someone else's decision. I didn't want to do this. You know, go above my head if you don't believe me.
Oh, I will go above.
Fine. Good luck. It's your prerogative.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, it is. Yeah, it's my prerogative. Yeah.
So, is a pixie the same thing as an elf?
Hold on, Gareth.
What? I just want to know how come you know so much about midgets.
It's called an education.
So what's a goblin? How long are you going to be, mate? I know I've always seemed like quite an imposing figure now with my, you know, the slick boss, but you get to know me, you see I'm mad. I brought that in. So, oh, here we go. Malcolm! This is Malcolm. This is Karen Roper, my new secretary. Although you can all use her. Oh, as an actress said to a bishop. Nice to meet you.
Hello. Welcome.
David, can I just ask, why have you hired yourself a new secretary when you're having to fire people like Alex this morning?
Different people, different jobs, isn't it? To wit, the answer to the question, is it people or task, is, well, you know, people. Like this person, Kojak.
David,
what do we call him? Who loves your baby?
Am I going to be fired? When will we know what's happening?
Good question. Jennifer is coming in midday today, Greenwich Mean Time. She will have the verdict then. Okay, I was just trying to keep the troops happy.
Well, they'd be a lot happier if they knew they got jobs.
Yeah. I think no other weird-looking bald people I could do.
That one of Benny Hill?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you met Tim. He's thinking of leaving. Yeah, he's feeling bad about himself. I'm going to have a chat to him, make him feel good about himself, turn it round, you know, look and learn. So, Timothy!
Hello.
All right, have a quick word.
Sure.
In your old office. Walk this way. Always start with a joke. You might want to make notes.
Hiya.
Come in.
Talk.
How you doing?
All right, thanks.
Good. You don't mind if Karen sits in just to learn the ropes first?
No, not at all. What are we doing?
Just want to know why you think they're leaving, mate, you know.
I've got to tell you, I'm not thinking of leaving, I am leaving.
Sure. I don't need to stitch anyone up, but it's nothing I've said or done, is it?
No, not at all.
No. I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what sort of a boss would you say I am? I'm a...
Good boss. Good boss. Yeah.
But I'm good, you
yeah. No, yeah. Mate, you're a great boss. Yeah, it's just great. I don't think that I... I'm in a
it's
position
not
anymore.
Because you asked Dawn out in front of everyone and she said no, is it?
I didn't ask her out. I didn't ask her out. It was as a friend. Why does everyone think? Yeah. It was as a friend. Put friend.
Yeah.
Put friend
yeah.
down.
So, why the move?
It's not one thing, Dave. Go on. It's lots of little reasons. Well, yeah. Can I?
Sure.
Okay. I don't really enjoy the work I do here, I'm sorry. I feel a little bit like I'm wasting my time.
That life's too short.
Yeah, exactly, thank you. You know, let's be honest though, I'm 30, right? I want to retire with some stories to tell, you know.
They're on about paper.
Yeah, I'll give you paper stories that'll crack you up, so.
That's true, yeah, they are hilarious.
Hilarious, put down hilarious.
Do you want me to go on?
How many have you got?
It's like an alarm clock's gone off and I've just got to get away. I think it was John Lennon who said, life is what happens when you make other plans, and that's how I feel, you know. Although he also said, I'm the walrus, I'm the Eggman, so I know what to believe.
Okay, David, listen to me, alright?
No, you listen to me, Tim. When you first came, you didn't know about the paper in the industry that you. I showed you the ropes, I nurtured you, I gave you a good job.
He doesn't want.
Didn't ask you.
Okay, you did ask me how I felt, and I'm telling you.
I don't want to know now.
What do you mean?
Don't know now. This has been a waste of time. This wasn't.
Waste of time.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you both go and do some work instead of whinging, please? No, go on. You know, and don't say out there what you've said in there. Apart from think about good boss, if you want to. Yeah, but I don't want you spreading your bad vibes around my office. All right. And you can be like that at the party. That'd be fun. You try and do a good deed, and that.
You all right?
Yeah,
are you going to the party?
Yeah, of course. Funny. Wouldn't miss it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Bye. Right. See you later.
Yeah.
I hope they get rid of me, because then I might actually get off my arse and do something. I don't think it's many little girls' dream to be a receptionist. I don't know what I'll do, but whatever it is, it's got to be a career move and not just another arbitrary job. Tim's advice is that it's better to be at the bottom of a ladder you want to climb than halfway up one you don't. But I don't want to be treading water, you know, and then wake up in another 5 years' time and say, shit, done it again.
Do you think you could... Can you not do that here, mate?
Hmm?
Sorry, I just wondered if you couldn't do that here.
I've got to do it, mate.
Really?
Really?
No chance you could do it in the bin?
Well, yeah, and maybe I should just take them round to rival companies and just hand them out.
Good point. But could you just throw it in the bin?
Can you sound a bit?
Hmm?
Can you stop it?
Yeah. Let's do it. Yes.
Hiya. Hi, David.
Hi.
You ready?
Yeah.
Who's she?
Don't know.
Now, I know I promised you some kind of answer today. Mm. I don't think it's the one that you were expecting. Firstly, I'm moving on.
You've been fired.
No. No, I've been made into a partner.
So made you into a partner? So it'll be Wernham Hogg, Taylor, Clark. That's mental. I've changed the stationery.
Yeah, I think we might get a discount, though, as we're in the business.
40% sometimes.
The point is, David, my job is now available, and the board thought that either you or Neil should take over the role. I can tell you now, the board have voted 5-2 in favour of you taking the job.
Voted for me, 5-2. There's only 7 on the board, isn't there? So it's 5 out of 7.
Now, I did...
That's a landslide.
David...
Go on.
You've always made it very clear that you're 100% committed to your branch.
Probably why I got there.
You do understand that if you take on my job, Neil will stay in Swindon and your branch will be downsized and incorporated into his.
Yep.
Well, I know that you're very loyal to your family here.
I'll be loyal to his family, loyal to all the whole family. It's one big family.
Yeah, I'm just sensitive to the fact that you have strong, let's say, emotional ties to your team.
Well, yeah, but there is the emotion as good in business syndrome, sure. Notwithstanding the cruel to be kind scenario.
I'm sorry, David, you lost me.
Well, you're not looking at the whole pie, Jenny. Wernham Hogg is one big pie. And if they've let me in charge of that one big pie, I'll be in charge of the pie and the people of the fruit. And
I don't have time for the pie thing, David.
You don't want it, no. I'm saying, yeah, okay, I'll take the job, please.
Good. Okay, well, the first step is to meet with Alan and the board.
Good. Yeah. What's fine that saying as a percentage?
70%.
71.4. So.
Call Susan and arrange to meet the board and finalise all the details. Well, congratulations and good luck.
Yeah, you don't need luck when you've got 71.4% of the population behind you.
What did you say?
What's the damage?
It's complicated.
Are you going to tell us?
Yeah.
David.
Bye. That's it. You'd like to know now.
Okay. Right. Okay, gather.
Yeah, you are. Well, there's good news and bad news. The bad news is Neil will be taking over both branches and some of you will lose your jobs. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Those of you who are kept on will have to relocate to Swindon if you want to. Yeah. Stay. I know. Gutting. You didn't see me. On a more positive note, the good news is I've been promoted, so every cloud. You're still thinking about the bad news, aren't you?
Yeah. It's not good news, David. It's only bad news and irrelevant news.
Yeah, that's not a phrase, though, is it? I couldn't come out and go, oh, I've got some bad news and some irrelevant news.
Yeah. You just told us about Neil. Kept your promotion to yourself.
Yeah, right.
Should have told us the good news first. Got
there
you happy.
There is no good news, David.
I think promotion is genuinely considered good news.
We're going to lose our jobs.
You're not all going to lose your jobs. God, just... Right. You're not going to lose your job. You're not going to lose your job. You know, you're not going to lose your job. So, let's get it in perspective, yeah? Come on. You know there's only 7 people on the board, yeah?
Mm-hmm. When are the rest going to find out?
I can't believe it. After all the things he said, it's just... I'm in shock.
Sold us out.
Wanker.
What? David Brent's leaving. So you're definitely leaving him?
Yeah, it would appear so.
What about us?
Nothing going on between them.
Not like that. You know, but we're a team. I'm assistant regional manager.
Assistant to the regional manager. Yeah.
so I can still be your assistant. Can I, if you're going off then?
No, I'll be getting a proper assistant, a PA, probably, so.
Lady.
Hopefully, yeah. Well, not because of that, just...
About Neil, is he going to be needing assistant? I could be his assistant.
Neil's bringing his man with it. Bloody good guy, actually. Good assistant, a bloke called Terry someone. You like him. He's ex-army.
Territorial.
No.
Regular?
Yeah.
What rank?
Sergeant, I think. What are you?
Lieutenant, sir.
Anyway.
Well, that's it then, is it? The old team on the scrap heap. It's all gone.
Gareth, come on. Doing. You're a soldier. Yeah. Hey? Yeah? Stiff upper lip and all that, eh? Spirit of the Dam Busters? Yeah? The squadron never dies, does it? Seen that film?
I've got a video.
Well then, yeah? And before he goes into battle, he's playing with his dog and everything.
Nigger.
Yeah, that's not offensive. That's the dog's name. It was the 40s as well, before racism was bad, wasn't it? So,
yeah, the dog was called Nigger.
Don't keep saying it, but... Hey? So, take anything. Choose one thing. Choose a memento from me to you. Take anything you want.
Keep.
Yeah.
Having the guitar.
Having the guitar. I meant stationery or something. Something I can reorder.
A whole bunch. That's always handy.
All right.
Yeah.
Bloody good one, that. Okay. Oh.
Like confetti.
Could be used as confetti, yeah. Check with the vicar first, always. Don't get on the carpet, Gareth.
Oh.
I'm just...
Sorry.
It's a bit there. I don't see it as letting people down. If this is a family, then maybe it's time to cut the apron strings and let them stand on their own 2 feet, because you can be sure, if they were in my position, they'd take the job and go, yep, thanks. You know, we're off, thanks for the opportunity and the great jokes. But, you know, this is a business, right? I'm not doing this... for an Esther Ranson Heart of Gold, or, you know, if Esther's handing out awards, then do it for my charity work, not, you know, 5 fun runs in 2 years. So, why don't you ask Philippa Norris or, you know, Simon Coleman at MenCap what they think of David Brent? So...
Financial year and spirits are in the sky. You're all smug now, you're moving away. But think of me, the shoe could be on the other foot.
You're gonna be alright, aren't you?
Yeah. I work hard, I earn my keep, but unfortunately, the history books are full of just people who toil and fight for worthy causes and the freedom of others, and, yeah.
That's the most profound thing you've ever said, mate.
Yeah, and you do all that only for foreigners or women or disabled to take advantage of it.
Can I withdraw my last comment?
What do you think of her?
It's a bit out of your league, mate.
Definitely out of your league.
No, smug. You're so... Just because you got a bit of donor because I played by the rules because she was out of bounds, you nipped in behind everyone's back. I'd have got a bit if I thought it was up for grabs. I'd have done her, but that would be shitting on your own doorstep. And anyway, I don't do sloppy seconds.
Yeah. You see, it's phrases like sloppy seconds which make her out of your league. Hello. Welcome, everybody. Just a few things. See the raffle over there? That's going to start
later, and you can win a printer, some I bloody love. Although if I win it, I'll probably put the ticket back or give it to charity or something, but that's, you know, no pressure, that's... good luck to Ricky, who's off pursuing his career, starting Monday. So, you got a collection or a gift or something? You haven't been in long, have you? So, you should see what you got, Pete Gibbons. Oh, did I tell you? I'll remember that. So... just come from a meeting at head office where I was officially offered the job as UK manager, and as you know, taking that job will mean a lot of you will lose your jobs, and I'd just like to say that's why I told them to shove their job up their arses.
So you're staying here?
Yes, we all are. We'll incorporate Swindon, so you know, hip hip hooray for David Brent. Hip hip. All right. Yeah, no, stop it. Seriously. Move on. Let's move on. So, have a go. Let's rock. Smashy and nicey. So, kick in there. Put the record on when I do that. That's clumsy. Sex bomb, sex bomb. You're my sex bomb. You can give it to me when I need to come along. Sex bomb, sex bomb. Yeah. You're my sex bomb. And baby, you can turn me on. Turn me on, God. Dave.
Hey, alright, mate.
You alright?
Yeah.
You asked my girlfriend that.
Hey, no, what?
You hit on someone's girlfriend, you don't expect
no,
to get
no, 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 mate, no,
what
listen.
What bloke would I be if I let that
can
guy?
Can I just, no, listen, yeah. Can I just
say,
no, we haven't
right?
got a problem here, we haven't got a problem here.
What are we going to do?
Lee, please, can I get a wedding? Because I asked her, it was a friend, it wasn't a girlfriend, it was a soldier to cry on. That
soldier?
Soldier.
What, you want a soldier to cry on? What, yeah. you bent or something?
Is this a wind-up?
Yeah, sorry, mate.
Don't do
bit,
that, man.
Having a bit of laugh here, right? I'm sorry. I wouldn't blame you. She's a good-looking girl.
Yeah, she is. Alright.
Thing about leadership, sometimes you've got to sacrifice yourself.
We just wanted to say we thought that was a really good thing you did.
Yeah, man, really impressive.
Very respect individually, but cheers.
Well, you've got our respects individually.
Yeah. Believe that a little bit more if you hadn't jumped on top of you the minute my back was turned, so.
Actually, you know, I was on top of you.
Oh, okay.
But we just wanted
okay.
to say well done.
Yep. Yeah, and they probably did oral.
Right, enjoy yeah. the vibe. So they offered you the job then?
Yeah, well, thing is, I've been with this nutty lot way too long to sit down the river for a couple of extra quid a year, so not interested.
Right, it's just that I was speaking to Paula and she seems
Paula?
Alan's sister.
Oh, yeah.
And she seems to think the reason that you didn't take the job was not because you didn't want it, but because you failed the medical because of high blood pressure.
Wow. You got to ask yourself, why did I get high blood pressure on the day of the medical? I can't.
Are you saying that you cheated science and faked high blood pressure so that you could remain in the job?
You know, you got to ask yourself that.
Did you?
What's worse, cheating medical science or cheating friends? Yeah. The board of directors come to me and they go, oh, David, you're the best man for the job. You know, you've got to take the job and we won't take no for an answer. Oh, hold on, you failed the medical. All right, stay with you. You know, for all your mole nose, you know, they may or may not have said that to me.
Did.
So, they may or may not have.
So, you faked high blood pressure in order to fail a medical test.
Oh, no. See you later.
Well, probably won't be for quite a while.
Like autumn?
Probably not.
I thought you wanted to go back to university and everything.
Oh, yeah, I will, but there's a slight bit of a change of plan.
Oh, right.
David's made me senior sales clerk.
Oh, wow. I thought you wanted to like, be a psychologist.
Oh, yeah. But senior sales clerk is, Well, it's 500 quid guaranteed extra a year, and if I do a bit of networking, then there's every chance I could be in David's chair in 3 years, so...
All that talk about, like, moving on in the world...
No, so moving up. Yeah, moving up. And moving up can mean within an internal ladder framework or sideways to external then up. You know, you've got to look at the whole pie vis-a-vis my current life situation, you know.
He's a pie.
Which means, of course, that my old job is free. So, you know, have a word.
You grow up, you work half a century, you get a golden handshake, you rest a couple of years, and you're dead. And the only thing that makes that crazy ride worthwhile is, did I enjoy it? Yeah. What did I learn? What was the point? That's where I come in. You've seen how I react to people, I make them feel good, make them think that anything's possible. Yeah. If I make them laugh along the way, sue me. And I don't do it so they turn around and go, well, thank you, David, for the opportunity. Thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for the laughs. I do it so one day someone will go, there goes David Brent. I must remember to thank him.